8. The expectation gap. I thought it would be easier than this. I don't know any successful person who thinks growth comes quickly and climbing to the top is easy. It just doesn't happen. People create their own luck. How? Here's the formula. Preparation, growth, plus attitude, plus opportunity, plus action, doing something about it, equals luck. It all starts with preparation. Unfortunately, that takes time. But here's the best news. As Jim Rohn said, you cannot change your destination overnight, but you can change your direction overnight. If you want to reach your goals and fulfill your potential, become intentional about personal growth. It will change your life. Making the transition to intentional growth. The sooner you make the transition to becoming intentional about your personal growth, the better it will be for you, because growth compounds and accelerates if you remain active in pursuing it. Here's how to make the change. 1. Ask the big question first. The first year that I engaged in intentional personal growth, I discovered that it was going to be a lifetime process. During that year, the question in my mind changed from, how long will this take, to how far can I go? That is the question you should be asking yourself right now, not that you will be able to answer it. I started this growth journey 40 years ago, and I still haven't answered it. But it will help you set the direction, if not the distance. Where do you want to go in life? What direction do you want to go? What's the farthest you can imagine going? Answering those questions will get you started on the personal growth journey toward your potential. The best you can hope to do in life is to make the most out of whatever you've been given. You do that by investing in yourself, making yourself the best you can be. The more you've got to work with, the greater your potential, and the farther you should try to go. 2. Do it now. The greatest danger you face in this moment is the idea that you will make intentional growth a priority later. Don't fall into that trap. By starting to read this book, you've already begun the process. Don't stop there. Keep taking more steps. Pick a resource that will help you grow and begin learning from it today. 3. Face the fear factor. We all have fears, but here's the good news. We also all have faith. The question you have to ask yourself is, which emotion will I allow to be stronger? Your answer is important because the stronger emotion wins. I want to encourage you to feed your faith and starve your fear. 4. Change from incidental to intentional growth. People tend to get into ruts in life. They get into an easy groove and they don't try to break out of it, even when it's taking them in the wrong direction. After a while, they just get by. If they learn something, it's because of a happy accident. Don't let that happen to you. If that is the attitude you've developed, then you would do well to remember that the only difference between a rut and a grave is the length. If you want to reach your potential and become the person you were created to be, you must do more than just experience life and hope that you learn what you need along the way. You must go out of your way to seize growth opportunities as if your future depended on it. Why? Because it does. Growth doesn't just happen. Not for me, not for you, not for anybody. You have to go after it. How to become an intentional learner. 1. Which of the growth gaps discussed in this chapter have caused you to neglect growing the way you perhaps could have? What strategies can you create and implement to help you bridge the gaps? Write a specific plan for each gap that applies to you and take the first step of that plan today. 2. Take a look at your calendar for the next 12 months. How much time have you specifically scheduled for personal growth? If you're like most people, your answer will be none. Rework your calendar so you have an appointment with yourself for personal growth every day, 5 days a week, 50 weeks a year. If you want to succeed, you need to do whatever it takes. 3. Start now. No matter what time of day you're reading these words, make a commitment to start growing today. Give that first hour before you go to sleep tonight. Put in the time today and for the next 5 days. You probably won't feel like doing it. Do it anyway.